Do you have an appreciation for the uniqueness of this team? I mean, if you look up and down the roster of Super Bowl champions, I doubt you find any that have no 1,000-yard rusher, no 1,000-yard receiver, no double-digit sack guy. I mean,
this is a team, man. I mean, we have really great depth. It was built. This team was built with depth, evenly distributed among the position groups.
Right.
We've said that all year, and we're resilient. We got really good coaches.
That seems to me that would be very hard to maintain. I mean, that you guys are a story. How do you kind of come back with the same kind of, you know, team and culture and not make this just one of the most unique things ever, you know?
It is history, man. It's there'll never be another first Super Bowl in Philly. And, you know, the last day that I've been, like, walking around, riding around in Uber, talking to people in Whole Foods, like, people are just excited about it, and they said, like, this is once in a lifetime, you know. You always hope you'll be back. You hope your team will have another opportunity to do something like this, so we can keep this together. There's no guarantees in this league, but the one thing you know for certain is there'll never be another first one.
Chris, what's been your favorite moment, or the most special moment here the last 3 days?
Other than the game.
Since you won. Since you won.
Just the people you talk to. You know, obviously being on the field with my son, everybody has that moment with their family. You know, cried like a baby, man. It was special. But, like, when you get back, just you get off the plane and you meet everybody, you talk to everybody. Everybody you meet just says, like, it's a real sincere thank you. I mean, it's a special bond that this city has with its fans.
Is your plan to keep playing?
I'm honestly not thinking past the next month. I gotta go to Tanzania for my charity, and that's gonna take a lot of energy out of me, and I gotta think about that. So I'm not gonna think about football for a little bit.
It's been suggested that you could be a good future mayor of the city. I'm just saying, it's been out there.
Man, I don't know how people do that kind of stuff 365. So nah.
I think they wonder how you guys put on the pads and, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think, I'm just thinking about, you know, just relaxing the next month and everything after
that. You appreciate the sentiment when you
I don't know. I can't tell if that's a compliment or a knock, because a lot of people don't like their politicians for good reasons. That's probably why I don't think I could be one.
Anybody that follows your Twitter knows you rewatched the game. When you watched it, what was it like emotionally to watch it again?
It was just so cool, man. I mean, it was, I think, you know, when you win something like this, having done it last year, being lucky enough to be a part of it now 2 years in a row, it sinks in different increments, and, like, it'll hit you different times. You could just be, you know, eating cereal in the morning one morning, and something's just gonna pop into your head, and you're gonna get emotional about it, man. And, you know, as you get back, it's sinking in. You rewatch the game, you see plays that your teammates made that you didn't even see during the game, because there were so many great plays, and that's gonna last forever, those memories. But little increments, it's going to come back to these guys and sink in even more.
The play that we'll be talking about in this town forever is the Philly Special. What was it like from your vantage point, and to see it called on fourth and goal in the Super Bowl? What do you think of that?
Well, when we saw it run in practice, everybody was like, pretty cool play. And knowing Doug, we'll call that. And when, you know, I'm always like huddled around like the quarterbacks, like, what are we running? What are we doing? And usually it's some play that I have no idea what it is. They give me the name of it, and I'm like, okay, thanks. But that one I know. And when I heard what we were running, everybody kind of leans in. But it wasn't like a nervousness. We were excited to see it work, because we know how we are, you know, on offense.